and I met about a year ago. And in a cover band. And
which I was in.
Which moon was in.
The moon.
The moon.
Imagine that.
You know, and both having worked in music in the industry in different capacities and never having met each other, and just because of that one moment, and that, but we both have that same appreciation for being able to pull people who wouldn't normally know each other or ever see each other. I think Josh is the best example of that, because he is.
I knew Josh.
Well, we should tell that.
Well,
I didn't know that.
Sammy knew Josh, but Josh. You know, Josh, I would consider someone who is part of the Boston music scene, but he does more of the dancing and burlesque and music education and
fire juggling,
fire twirling,
like electronic
things
music.
That are, I mean, it's valuable. It's all part of the arts, right? But we never would have known him had we not decided to do a production that he was interested in doing. And in the, here is this human who is an incredible musician and dancer and talented and offers so much to the show, and that, you know, and now everybody in this room gets to know Josh and work with him beyond this project. And that's the point of what we're doing. We're trying to make a community within the music scene. Boom.
And if I may, on if going off of that point, I think, oh, sorry, Deegan. I think that speaks to the beauty of the show, particularly yeah. being a show that prides itself on calling its cast a tribe, because you pull, as Erica has said before, you pull from this Boston music scene, which is this little thriving bud on the East Coast. You pull all these people who probably would have never met, because we all just come from different parts of our careers and our lives, but we come together because we realize the show has a message that, as much as we always say that it still resounds today, it's even more pressing today, considering how so much is changed or not changed, depending on how you look at it, from the time of its inception. So to know that all these people come together for the sake of standing for something, but we all stand in solidarity with each other at the end of the day, I think that's kind of beautiful on all our parts.
Long distance high five, bro.
Good. Yay.
Ooh. Yip, 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 yip.
It's turned us into hippies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, turned us?
I was already a hippie.
Yeah, there's some legitimate.
It's confirmed our hippiness. Yeah.
But you guys are hippies that like take showers or something, probably.
Hygiene and rebellion are not mutually exclusive.
Amen.
Yeah, in fact, you can actually be rebelliously clean.
You're not fully clean till you're rebelliously clean.
I was thinking of Halo.
Can I actually tell a funny story about bringing people together? Because at the same time we were auditioning Josh for the show, I got contacted about recording some guitar for an advertisement. And it just, because I'm from Manchester, England, and it just turned out that Josh was the star of this advertisement, in which he was thrashing around like a raving lunatic rocker, and I had to sync horrible guitar to the thrashing, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life, actually.
But that is funny though, because it happened. You guys hadn't known each other before and auditioned. Deegan went to do this recording, and then we see Josh again, and he's like, "Wait a minute, I know you." Yeah. So. It is a small little world that we live in.
Yes, Boston is a Boston
is a
small world.
Is a small little world. But it's a good one.
It's functioning.
I like it.
It reminds me of a story of the band REM. There are two guys that were in that band. They went to high school with each other, and they like hated each other. And they realized they were in the band. They were like, wait a minute.
Oh,
I hated you. But they were over it because they were in this, you know, huge band that...
That was smart of them to get over that.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
It happened different in Oasis, right?
I think it was the opposite.
They knew that they knew each other the whole time and then later learned that they hated each other.
Yeah. Okay. All the time.
Sometimes it takes a while.
All the time, yeah. Didn't take much. So, yeah. Do you have other questions or no? burning questions you want to know about the Boston Rock Opera production of Hair coming up this October 21, 22, and 23 at the Once Ballroom, 156 Highland Ave in Somerville. Tickets are on sale!
We have great deals.
Are there age restrictions for the show?
No, technically it is all ages, but I will be a responsible adult and say that there is some nudity and profane language that is used, and sexual.
So only content. Bad, only bad kids.
There have been children of all ages.
It is, but the venue is all ages, and I mean, I don't want to judge people's parenting, so I do encourage people of all ages to attend. I think it is something that it could be very special for anybody.
I would take my kids to Hair. I would take my kids here. I don't have kids. That's why I can say that.
My parents are struggling with the idea of coming, but no.
My kids have been at the rehearsal.
Yeah, actually, we were there laughing Zach's kids have come to multiple rehearsals and have actually added a beautiful energy and kind of brought it down a level of goodness, which has been great.
Yes, you're all American babies.
Yeah. All American.
Little flower children.
Not a hint of Liverpool in their blood.
So yeah, all ages. Once is accepting reservations. So for food, they're creating a special menu, a hippie-themed menu.
And is the menu available online? The
menu will be available. I talked to Sean the other day about it, and I do know that his sriracha mac and cheese was on the menu, and that's pretty amazing, so I'm psyched about that.
Is that part of why you're moving into the...
It's part of it. I'm just going to sit in the kitchen and be like, is it ready yet?
I'm going to go ahead and not eat that before the show.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe we won't eat it.
And do we know the schedule of when the food starts and then when the show starts?
The restaurant opens... I don't know. Doors for the show are at 7:30. Show starts at 8:30 on Friday and Saturday. Presuming... I'm going to assume that the restaurant will probably be open by 6. But JJ might be texting me right now to kill me for saying that. So, but if you go to their website, which is oncesomerville.com, that information will be available to you. The Sunday show is a matinee, and it begins at 4 o'clock. Did I do that right?
And doors are open at 3.
And doors are, probably at 3.
That was a face.
I just work here.
You're really making it up as you go along.
I really crank it. It's been a long week. We've Kat Bondi, who is in Alcamilla and has an album coming out very shortly with her band, is also one of the lead roles. She plays Sheila Franklin in our show, and she actually posted on Facebook that it's been 43 days. We managed to do this in 43 days. They managed to do this. The cast, the tribe managed to do this in 43 days. It's been in Erica's brain for a year, but it's been in Camila's brain for a year. You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's the exact reason I've been wearing this tinfoil hat. I've been trying to refuse Erica and Camila's invasive brain waves they've been trying to impregnate my mind with over all this time.
But your mind is still and my mind under
is control, my mind is rebelliously clean right now.
Okay, yeah. Michael, here you go.
Well, it hasn't. So Christina and I every fall we do a big G Rock show, and we decided that instead of that we were going to embark on this project with Boston Rock Opera. And aside from what Deegan just offered, it's been a great experience. I don't know though that I want to be sign on to that anymore.
The free tinfoil hat. Mind control.
Absolutely. And G-Rock's focus is really on focusing on women in rock, emerging renowned legendary. There's an activist undertone, so this show made a lot of sense for us in many ways around building community and all of the themes around activism and support for many of the things that each of the cast members have brought forward as being important to them in their lives and in building the community of Boston.
I think it really attracted people who wanted to be part of the revolution. Awesome.
This is a revolution?
Fuck yeah.
Hello?
Dude.
Wait, do I get a tin whistle?
What?
I like revolutions. That's what I always think about. It's like the Revolutionary War.
Oh my God.
It's where my brain goes.
Isn't there a kind of Chevy called Revolution or something?
A
kind of a Chevrolet or something?
Is there a Chevy Revolution?
Probably. Yeah.
I feel like that negates any kind of purpose of revolution.
I feel like there is a Revolutionary War scene, though.
Maybe. You don't know what you're going to experience at the show.
Unless you come. Never.
unless you're there.
Except for the BN. You should really come to the BN. We will definitely be hosting one of
Everybody
those.
Should come to the BN.
Come to the BN!
Gonna be
loosey-goosey,
gassy.
I never remember those lines. You guys are always able to just like pull from it. I can never do it.
For this BN, man.
Yeah, so hungy uppy.
You're all very well programmed now.
Yeah, it's like.
Hungy uppy.
Yep.
Okay.
Anything else? No? You're being so quiet. Websites. We have plenty of those. There's a lot of us. I know it's overwhelming. Okay, so we have. Josh's cell phone just rang.
Oh my God.
Who is it?
It's 11:11. That's what the.
Everybody make a wish. Make a wish.
Set an intention.
You better wish there's still tickets.
Yeah.
They're going fast. There are still tickets available. But I will say that Friday is getting pretty close to not. So.
Opening night.
Getting the tickets online right now is the smart thing to do. You can do that again through the Once Somerville website. It's literally oncesomerville.com. Or you can check out the Boston Rock Opera website, which is www.rockopera.com, which I can never not be amazed by. It's the best website ever. Well, I'm sure it's great. Eleanor Ramsey, who is the original artistic director of the Boston Rock Opera and our current director of our show, is the person who created that website and must have lucked out years ago when she found it. And then the other website to reference is www.g-rockmusic.com. And so any one of those three websites will have all of the information that you need.
All roads lead to Rome.
All roads lead to hair. Yes, mm-hmm. All roads lead to 1968. Because that's when it happens. The winter of 1968.
Be accessible.
Key accessible?
T accessible.
Key, it's also key accessible. Oh.
If you take the 88 or 90 from Davis Square.
MBTA accessible.
Yes.
Bus accessible. Say those bus numbers again.
If you go to Davis Square on the red line, you can take the 88 or the 90, which will drop you off directly in front of once.
There is a bus up right in front, that's true.
Yes. Very convenient.
Uber accessible.
Mm-hmm. I did Uber pool home last night for the very first time, and it was like $6. Uber is a great way to get to hair.
There
musical.
You go.
Morning show.
One other thing I want to mention: the cool thing about what we're doing is because we are trying to really just have the show hair. There are moments of incredible gravity in it, and there are moments of just a total party, and both of those things happen at the end. So one of the things we're doing is after the show ends, we're going to have a celebration of even more music. We're gonna have you enjoy a few drinks, relax, get to talk to the cast afterwards, and the best part, have performances by people who are directly involved with the show. Friday and Sunday, we're having performances by Deegan's original band, Body English. Sylvan Rock.
Sylvan Core, actually.
Sylvan Core is the type of music.
It's way heavier than Sylvan Rock.
Sorry.
Sounds full of Liverpool.
Yeah.
With some Manchester.
With a scotch of Manchester. And then Saturday, G-Rock Music will be presenting Christina Alexander and her band doing a performance, which I know I'm biased because I adore both of the people involved in this, but I only like good things, and they're both really great musicians and great performers. So stick around after the show and have a drink with us of apple juice. Am I allowed to say drinks? I don't know. Just want to make sure I don't get in trouble.
Grape juice plus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Juice plus. So we're gonna have it's not just the show. You're not just paying for the ticket to the show. You're paying for the after party. You get to basically be a part of the cast party after every performance.
You get to be part of the revolution.
And the revolution.
I kind of signed up for the cast.
And who knows, maybe one or two people will show up and then later on they'll be working with you guys. In the future.
Yes.
Could happen.
Yes. Everything is possible. One of the great things about BRO is how many people see performances and say, I want to be there. So, and that list is definitely ever expanding, and a lot of suggestions have come my way about future shows. So this is just the start for the Boston Rock Opera. I know we're going to see a lot more amazing things from G-Rock music, and I guarantee that everybody in this room, A, will probably work together on some level again and definitely be friends, and you'll see something from all of us individually, not except for Jen. Jenny and I actually will never speak after this show is the end.
They already don't speak.
Actually, Jen and I may have some surprises for you in the future.
It's booked, sweetie.
Oh, it's happening. Can I announce that then?
Sure.
Okay, so what is it, December 4th or 12th?
We can announce things, yes.
December. So the cool thing is that Jen and I and Andrea Gillis are going to be doing a residency.
No, just
a one-shot thing.
Starting slow. Easy.
And the three of us are going to be doing a performance at Atwood's Tavern on December 4th. Doing a brunch. It's going to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a brunch performance of... music TBD. We're getting there. But that's pretty exciting. And I'm sure other people have probably made arrangements to do other future projects together.
Something. New Moon and I on November 30th.
Oh, gosh. There's so much happening.
I know.
On November 30th, Moon and I and Camila will be a part of Arc Side of the Moon. And we're going to be doing... are you doing The Doors?
I am.
What's the name of that?
It is Not to Touch the Earth.
So Camila will be leading a Doors tribute called Not to Touch the Earth. Moon and I will be participating in singing all of Dark Side of the Moon, as well as a few other Pink Floyd numbers.
A show which will be featuring the return of...
Yeah?
Who? Is it Crop Duster?
What?
What? That show... The big return of the big band.
I don't know, honey.
Yeah, I know they're a band.
I'm pretty sure
Moon is correct on this.
Gary Robley is the proprietor and founder of this concept of Arc Side of the Moon, and he's done a really great job amassing. He's a great dude.
Yeah,
he really is. And hi, and he has put together these great shows. We did it. In August at once, and we're going to get to do it again at Brighton Music Hall, and we're looking forward to that as well. Anybody else have anything they want to push? No? Just me? Pushy.
Come see hair.
Peace, love, and understanding. That is all we have to push, with an additional merchandising option of beads, flowers,
yes,
and happiness.
Nice. You can buy happiness
and freedom.
Don't you can rent
beads.
It.
I want to add that I will be selling some jive turkeys for Thanksgiving. Please,
don't worry, I speak with a forked tongue.
Okay.
So let's close off by reminding people when these shows are, where they are, what time they should show up.
All right. So it is Boston Rock Opera and G-Rock Music present Hair, the American Tribal Love Rock Musical. Performances this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 21, 22, and 23 at, 8:30, and 4, respectively, at the Once Ballroom, 156 Highland Ave in Somerville. I get it all?
Yes.
Yep.
And what time should they? We shouldn't be there at
8:30. Doors on Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Doors on Sunday at 3 p.m. I said it so fancy.
It was a great job.
Thanks, man. You're the best. Andrew Wilson, you gonna come?
I'll try to come, yeah.
Try?
Yeah.
Try? Do you know that Sean O'Brien and I had an idea that instead of doing any kind of ticket giveaways just generally for the show, that we would have come that you're in your best Andrew Wilson outfit and then you can get him for free? So
Andrew Wilson comes in third. What?
Which is why I'm stealing your t-shirt tonight. Off your back.
So there's that option. It just,
Right. Thanks a lot. Boston Rock Opera.
Thank you.
Ooh, we're going to hear something from When Particles Collide now.
Yay, I love them.
Yay.
Jesus is a loser. It's nobody's fault but the president. Sleep when I'm dead, maybe not even then. Remember me when you're alone, I'll be there. Sleep when I'm dead, maybe not even then.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Candy Panda from Butterscott, Sleep When I'm Dead from Parlor Bells, and Storm Cloud from When Particles Collide. Now we're going to hear something from What Time Is It, Mr. Fox.
Au clair de la lune, mon ami Pierrot, wake up and you feel so alone. I want you to understand you're not made of stone. No, no, and when you cry, know that not one tear, not one tear is in vain. 'Cause every single pain that you feel is your own. And when they tell you that your heart is just broken, don't you believe it, child, 'cause it's just breaking open. So let it break you open. It's locked down on the land. I can hold just a little light in the palm of my hand, and I give this to you. Just a little bit of yours and a little bit of mine. 'Cause when the moon sheds its light down on the land, I can hold just a little light in the palm of my hand.
I got you back here with me again. So Every year, 600 puppies die with every dollar not donated to WMFO. Luckily, there's hope. Support us with your credit card online at www.support.wmfo.org or make a check out to the trustees of Tufts College and mail it to WMFO Attention Donation P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info. And remember, it's your choice.
Let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over
over 40. One more if you're not physically active.